hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mallory's Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I'm your host, Mallory, and I'm here to show you just how weird this world of ours really is. In this episode of Weird World Adventures, we're going to talk about fallout shelters. I felt that was appropriate since the Amazon show Fallout, which was obviously based on the Fallout games, has become so popular. And what I think is so exciting about it, in my opinion, is everybody has this idea of what a fallout shelter is. The fallout shelters in the show Fallout don't really fit in that line because it's so nostalgic. It's very 1950s in style, and I love it a lot. And this kind of brought me down the rabbit hole of real-life fallout shelters, because I don't know if you know this, I'm sure you probably do, but there are many, many, many real fallout shelters out there in the world, and we're going to talk about a few of the most famous ones today. So I have a short little intro for you here, and then we're going to talk about some of the most famous ones. When you think of fallout shelters, you probably imagine cold and basic bunkers that were designed purely for survival. However, some fallout shelters absolutely defy this stereotype, just like the ones in the Fallout games and TV show. They're not only about security, but also about creativity, luxury, and a little bit of paranoia, obviously. So join us on this journey through some of the weirdest and strangest and most fascinating real-life fallout shelters. And I will say, if you didn't know that there were actually real fallout shelters, you're not alone, because this is something I figured out when I was doing research for my TV show Weird World Adventures several years ago, and I was kind of shocked to find out that it was a real thing, even though, I mean, it does make sense if you think about it. Of course, somebody has done this, but it's a lot more common than you think, and there are many, many, many fallout shelters in the world. So we are going to talk about that now. The first is the Oppidum, I hope I'm saying this right, Oppidum in the Czech Republic. Imagine walking through an underground complex that feels more like a high-end hotel than a survival bunker. Welcome to the Oppidum in the Czech Republic, often called the world's largest billionaire bunker. This massive shelter, covering 323,000 square feet, combines security and luxury. The Oppidum is not just about survival, it's about surviving in style. Think of a wine cellar stocked with the finest wines, a swimming pool to relax in, a spa, and even a cinema for entertainment. There's also a garden with simulated natural light to keep things feeling normal. Built within a Cold War-era military bunker, the Oppidum is designed to be a safe haven for those that don't skimp on comfort. The attention to detail is astonishing. Each resident has a luxury private suite with personal amenities and bespoke interiors. The bunker also boasts advanced security features, including blast doors, air filtration systems, and its own energy source. If the world outside becomes uninhabitable, life inside the Oppidum would still not be just bearable, it would actually be quite enjoyable. It's a fascinating blend of doomsday prepping in elite fashion. So we have an elite billionaire bunker here, built for surviving the end of the world. Forbes actually wrote a piece on it in July 2020, I guess when many people did think the world was going to end. And let's see some of the things they said here. It provided above-ground residential estate in which the owners can maintain a high standard of living in a secluded area above ground during times of potential danger, and then they can go underground when the danger hits. It's protected by multiple high-security systems, from high walls and detection sensors to automated defense technology and strong communications with the outside world. The residents can enter the shelter by descending through a secret corridor to the bunker, sealing it with a blast door in less than a minute. It enables inhabitants to return quickly to the above-ground residence once the threat has passed. So I guess think of it like having an in-house fire drill when, oh no, there's an emergency, let's just hit this button and go down underground until the emergency's gone. The below-ground bunker of the Oppidum will be an area in which inhabitants can be isolated and protected from the threat of war, disease, natural disasters, or personal threats, ranging from terrorists to zombies. So on two levels, it includes a space of 77,500 square feet with 13-foot high ceilings. And the layout features one large 6,750 square foot apartment and six 1,720 square foot apartments. Among the luxury features are an underground garden with simulated natural light, as we mentioned before, the spa, the swimming pool, the cinema. There'll be offices and conference rooms. Custom private vaults will be designed to store all of your personal valuables and art collections. Okay, we know this is for the rich because they're talking about saving and storing your art collection. It's in a nice secluded area in the Czech Republic, surrounded by the mountains. This country is not a target of aggression by any other countries or organizations, they boast. Any potential conflict in the world is likely to avoid the Czech Republic, so they've strategically located themselves in the Czech Republic because they believe it is a safe area to be in. Construction of the facility began in 1984 at the heart of the Cold War, and it was classified as a joint venture between the governments of what were Czechoslovakia and the Soviet Union. And they used enormous levels of resources at the time because it was during a time of heightened world tension. So if you go to their website, we are an engineering, technology, and development company specializing in ultra-luxury fortified underground residences. We create spaces that are totally secure and utterly discreet, yet sumptuously appointed and entirely bespoke. Very classy. You can be sure that your family and your most treasured possessions have a safe and comfortable place close at hand for as long as you need, whatever happens in the outside world. And then, wow, they have wealth protection. We have to check this out. So the picture of these fallout shelter apartments, I mean, it's like looking at a luxury magazine. There's a guy, and he has this all-white apartment with this beautiful, strange, floating art piece above. It's not a chandelier. It's where a chandelier would be, but it's this weird metal art piece instead. And there's a fireplace and nice modern art. And then just this backlit bar, because everybody has a backlit bar with their nice special art and designs on display in their apartments, right? Especially if they're underground. Oh, here we go. The oppidum adds value to the owner's primary residence by offering facilities such as a private art gallery, secure meeting lounge, comfortable bedroom suites, spa, and other leisure amenities for everyday peacetime use. So it's kind of like a spa and a fallout shelter all in one. And then we have wealth protection. This is really important. So there is another section here on their website talking about wealth protection, which shows someone's home art studio with all of their cool art pieces and weird sculptures on display in this like gallery-like setting, because everybody has an art gallery in their house, right? You've worked hard over many years, taken risks, seized opportunities, and made your vision a reality. Your reward is the means to acquire and curate all the beautiful, rare, and precious objects you desire, accessible to you and your invited guest, but impregnable to all others. The gallery is constructed to the same standards as bank vaults and meets the strictest insurance criteria. With state-of-the-art fine protection, ventilation, temperature, and humidity-controlled systems, it keeps your art, wine, and other collections completely safe, in perfect condition, close at hand. So they have a whole separate area to make sure that if the world ends, your art is appropriately stored. So your art and valuables may make it out with you, but the poor people will not. This is interesting. So there's that. And the next is the missile silo home in the United States. Across the United States, several decommissioned missile silos have been repurposed into fallout shelters, and some have turned into bizarre homes from there. Take, for instance, the luxury survival condo project in Kansas. These old Atlas missile silos have been transformed into high-end condos that offer both military-grade security and modern living. Each condo is equipped with top-of-the-line appliances, plush furnishings, and even a subterranean farm to ensure a steady food supply. That reminds me of Fallout. If you guys have not watched Fallout yet or played the games, that reminds me of Fallout. The complex also includes amenities like a swimming pool, gym, movie theater. Everyone kind of has the same amenities here. And even a general store. Well, that's important. Living in a missile silo might sound strange, but these units have become popular amongst the ultra-wealthy who want to be prepared for any eventuality. Again, I guess kind of sounds like Fallout. The missile silos were originally designed to withstand nuclear blast, making them incredibly robust and secure. Now, with modern renovations, they offer an unparalleled level of safety. The transformation is nothing short of incredible, turning what was once a symbol of the Cold War into a cozy and secure living space. It's a unique twist on luxury real estate where the appeal lies not just in opulence, but in unmatched security and self-sufficiency. Let's check out this missile launch facility. Let's see. The Survival Condo Project in Kansas. Here we go. I like to go to their official websites to see what they have to offer for myself. The very tangible investment. Safeguard your family with extraordinary survival living technology. And it looks like their area here is pretty bland in the middle of the country. There's like a mound. So, you know, you're just going underground. So unlike the other ones that were built above ground where you hit a button and escape below ground, these are built under the ground, offering nuclear-hardened luxury bunkers. At a core, we're driven by a single objective, to leave no stone unturned in our pursuit of excellence. From the very beginning of this project, we set out to create an extraordinary experience that surpasses all expectations. Our attention to detail encompasses every aspect, ensuring that safety, features, functions, style, comfort, and luxury are meticulously crafted to perfection. While there may be other solutions for survival living out there, none can reveal the peace of mind that our state-of-the-art technologies provide. Interesting. So I want to see. So, interesting. This has a photo. And unlike the other one, like I said, where it was a community, you know, secluded in the Czech Republic. And then, you know, you have a house and then you hit a button and you go underground. This is like full-on luxury survival condos that are built underground. So, you know, you walk in on this, you know, level on the surface underneath kind of a hillside. And then that like first area just kind of under the surface of the hill is the entrance. And then it looks like the apartments go further and further, further down. So they're built down below, one after the other. So instead of being built up like a skyscraper, they're built down into the ground. They offer custom high-security luxury bunkers, so you can have your own built for you. Survival condo penthouse, state-of-the-art and luxury. Ooh, let's check this out. I like looking at the pictures of these. This is fun. Full floor units and half floor units. So the half floor units underground start at $1,500,000. The full floor unit, to have the whole floor to yourself, is $3 million, so it's double the price. That makes sense. And then there's not even a price for the penthouse or the custom complex, so those are just the next level. I like how all of these are just kind of catered for the rich. And I know it's a business and they have to make money, but it is funny that if there is some crazy explosion, nuclear war, zombie apocalypse, something that brings about the end of the world here, only the rich are gonna, you know, survive in style. Oh gosh, these penthouse units. Each one is approximately 3,600 square feet on two levels, starting at $4.5 million US, can be completely customized to the buyer's taste and needs. Oh, this is pretty. Let's see. There's pictures. So the example they show, they make it look like a ski lodge with like, you know, wooden design and fake windows that showcase the mountains. So you're underground, but we have these backlit, pretty fake drops that look like windows, that look like you're looking outside, so you don't get claustrophobic. I don't know if that's a real fireplace, but I'd be curious how that would work. Maybe it's a fake fireplace. And then there's like this loft above it, above the living room. And, ooh, there's another example. So they have these pieces of art that look like windows to look like a cityscape. And then again, a fireplace, which looks like it has a real fire in it. I have many questions. I want to email them and ask about the fireplaces, because how does that work if you're underground? It has to be fake, right? I mean, that's just... I feel like not... Why even have a fireplace if you can't light a fire in it? Luxury kitchens. Every one of these is meant to be like a weird retro version of what we think the, you know, modern style would look like in the 50s. This is very Fallout to me. The full floor unit starting at only $3 million. This package is much more than a survival condo unit. This package includes a fully furnished and custom designed interior, special equipment for registered members, computer access to condo systems, and much more. Only a portion of the total fee is for the actual survival condo unit. So for $3 million, you get 1,820 square feet of living space, which accommodates 6 to 10 people. Oh, man. I mean, 1820 is not bad on the square footage, but 8 to 10 people in there, I mean, I guess it's the end of the world. What other choice do you have? High-end floor and trim packages. Three bedrooms for 6 to 10 people. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, kitchen, dining room, and a great room. LED, big screen TV in every unit, because we'll definitely have cable if the world ends. Energy efficient washer and dryer. They have HVACs. They have their Kohler bath fixtures. That must be their sponsor. Outdoor simulated view. Here we go. Windows in each unit, so they are simulated. State-of-the-art home automation system with structured wiring throughout, including closed-circuit security camera viewing, public address intercom systems, digital weather station access, smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, satellite TV feeds, and public and private internet access. Yeah, here, see, this is where you start getting claustrophobic on me, because you're also taking into account the fact that you are underground. The half-floor key features. This is the half-floor unit. $1,500,000 for 900 square feet of living space, which they say will accommodate 3 to 5 people. That seems somehow more reasonable for some reason than the other one, even though it's exactly half. High-end floor and trim packages, 1 to 2 bedrooms. But see, 3 to 5, 1 to 2 bedrooms, maybe not. A bathroom, a kitchen, and a great room. Gotta have the TV, the state-of-the-art kitchen, energy-efficient washer and dryer, LED lighting, again with the Kohler bath fixtures, and ooh, jetted jacuzzi tub in each master bathroom. Definitely need a jacuzzi if the world's ending. Then the outdoor simulated view. This is, you know, I poke fun, but I'm gonna be screwed when the end of the world happens here. All right, so that's our half floor. And then secure a custom bunker or luxury condo unit today. This one doesn't even have a price because, you know, let's let you decide what you want to do with your tens of millions of dollars if the world's going to end. Have a developed bunker option that allows us to custom build a bunker on your property. This option is a scalable design that does require an on-site feasibility study, and a result would be a custom bunker designed and built to your needs. So this one can be on your property now. So you can custom build your own end of the world bunker on your property. And then the examples of what they could do for you. Oh, I like this. This is really good. The examples of what they could do for you. They have pictures of a gym, but it doesn't look like any home gym. It looks like a actual gym you would go rent and, you know, hang out with like 15 or 20 other people, a custom bowling alley. So if you want a bowling alley when the world ends, they got you covered. There's a custom arcade with a Jurassic Park arcade unit. No, really. Yeah, a library. I mean, that's nice. I would do that. A whole terrarium. They have an entire room of plants and fish and I don't know what's going on there. A very nice luxury swimming pool. I mean, that seems important. A kitchen that's probably bigger than my house. A cinema, of course. And then another cinema, of course. And then a billiards room. So if you want any of those things when the world ends, the survival condo has got you hooked up. Let's move on to the next. The Beijing Underground City. Beneath the bustling streets of Beijing lies a hidden world, a secret city built during the Cold War to protect its citizens from potential nuclear attacks. Known as Dixia Cheng, the Beijing Underground City is an extensive network of tunnels covering approximately 85 square kilometers. What's fascinating about this shelter is its scale and the fact that it was largely forgotten for many years. The tunnels were designed to house up to 300,000 people and included amenities like schools, hospitals, and theaters. Though it's mostly abandoned now, parts of this underground city have become open to tourists, offering a unique glimpse into China's Cold War paranoia. So several of these have the Cold War in common here. All right, so the underground city in Beijing. So it was a Cold War era bomb shelter, as we said, consisting of a network of tunnels located beneath Beijing, also referred to as the Underground Great Wall, since it was built for the purpose of military defenses. It was constructed in 69 to 79 in anticipation of a nuclear war with the Soviet Union. And it was officially reopened in 2000. Visitors were allowed to tour portions of the complex, which has been described as dark, damp, and genuinely eerie. It has been closed for renovation since at least February 2008. And as mentioned, it's a system of tunnels covering an area of 85 square kilometers. That's crazy. At one time, there were 90 entrances to the complex, all of which were hidden in shops along the main streets of Xiamen. Many of the entrances have since been demolished or blocked off. This is like the catacombs of Paris, which kind of makes you wonder, because nobody knows why the catacombs of Paris were built or what their purpose was. And, you know, maybe it was a very original fallout shelter from hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Because when they rediscovered the catacombs of Paris, they didn't know why they were there. While it was open, visitors were allowed to tour portions of the complex. The underground city was popular with foreign tourists, but remained virtually forgotten by local citizens. Though there are many entrances, foreign visitors entered approved sections accessed via a small shop, and tour groups could enter free of charge without prior permission, while individual tourists not part of a group were charged 20 yuan, which is about $2.40. So the pictures of this place are pretty wild. I guess there's the shops. But, I mean, it almost looks like an old hotel under an arched ceiling. But it's underground. This is, like, weird. There's artwork. It's eerie. Wow. I mean, it's, like, a mix between a sewer system and a hotel, kind of. So, yeah, no wonder people called it eerie and weird and bizarre. Ugh, this one is not luxury like the other ones. This is kind of like we're going underground and hiding. But, I mean, if it's 85 kilometers, I mean, that's a lot of area to maintain, so I guess that kind of makes sense. Moving on to the next. Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia is a relic of the Cold War, a massive fallout shelter designed to house members of the United States Congress. Known as Project Greek Island, this facility was a closely guarded security unit until it was exposed by the Washington Post in 1992. The bunker spans 112 square feet and is equipped with dormitories, a kitchen, medical facilities, and even a broadcast center. The idea was that, in the event of a nuclear attack, lawmakers could continue to function underground. Today, the bunker is decommissioned and open for tours, offering a surreal experience of stepping into the Cold War era time capsule. Gosh, these are all from the Cold War times, kind of, well, except for a few at the end here we haven't gotten to yet. The rooms of this place are stark but functional, designed for efficiency and longevity rather than comfort, so this one's more practical. It's fascinating to see the infrastructure that was put in place to ensure the continuity of government in the event of catastrophe. The contrast between the opulent resort above and the utilitarian bunker below makes the whole thing even more interesting. So, like we said, this is no longer something you can buy spots for, like the first two we talked about, but this is available for tours now. So the Greenbrier Valley of West Virginia offers Greenbrier Bunker Tours. Step inside America's secret agent era past. And let's see if we can see some pictures, because that's the most exciting part. Oh, this picture is weird. It's like yellow walls with weird chain-like designs on them. It's not even, it's like you're being locked in here. And I think it's supposed to look kind of techie, but it just looks kind of alarming. And then a full-on vault door to lock people in with. That's not alarming at all. Sure, the Greenbrier is best known for its decadence, but it also ranks high on the list of favorite destinations of historians and biographers. Known as America's Resort, its history has paralleled our nation's history as far back as 1778, but some of those parallels remain clandestine until relatively recently. Yes, there are secrets hidden just behind the Greenbrier's grand walls. We're talking about real secrets, as in classified government ops that stayed secret until 1992 when a Washington Post journalist unearthed the truth. Project Greek Island. I want to know what it looks like. What's a resort to do with a declassified bunker buried beneath its guest rooms and tennis courts? Give tours, of course. Well, that's just smart. And yeah, this bunker, it's like, it's just like a cement long tunnel under the ground with dramatic lighting, exactly what you would expect it to look like. So they really weren't worried about comfort. They were worried about the safety of the congressmen. And then there's, I guess they're giving a tour down here and they just have bunk beds. It's like this very old, like classroom style setup that you would see in like the 80s with just plain wooden bunk beds. It's interesting. So I want to see if I can find some more pictures. Oh, there's an interesting picture here that shows you what it actually looks like. Hidden in plain sight, the Greenbrier Bunker Tour. And just below the hotel, like in the basement levels, there's just additional rooms that were there to hide. And they're behind this vault door, which I told you is super creepy looking. It's not luxurious, it is practical. That's where the U.S., that's where their mind was during the Cold War era. I mean, at least we were trying to protect our congressmen instead of having people with lots of money buy gigantic bunkers underground with bowling alleys and swimming pools. All right, so the Vivos Project is one that I personally resonate with just because I was speaking with them at one time about being on the Weird World Adventures TV show, which is in the works. And so I knew about Terra Vivos, which is in South Dakota, I believe. The main one's in South Dakota. It's out west. The Vivos Global Shelter Network, the backup plan for humanity. Secure your space in a Vivos underground shelter to survive virtually any catastrophe. And I was actually looking at these units. They're very interesting because it's the ones out west are, you know, the little housing units are kind of built into the side of hills. So they're more personalized and less just continually built underground with lots of other people. And they're like, almost look like barns or, what's the right word? Hangars. They look like hangars. And except set up for rooms for family and friends. And there's, you know, some that are just for a bunch of people that have many, many, many beds. And then there's some that are like, you know, you have your own small little personalized area. Apparently, this expanded from the west of the United States, which had 575 private bunkers with space for thousands in one of North America's safest locations. And then they moved on to also elaborate in Europe, Europa One, which showcases a beautiful luxury looking swimming pool. So it's funny that in the U.S. again it's like we're gonna have just practicality and barns, but in Europe, man, they gotta be fancy over there. Yeah, so here's this rolling grassland with abundant natural resources. So it's just like, you know, the middle of nowhere out in South Dakota. And there's these hangar-looking, you know, facilities all kind of slightly covered up by earth, just in lines where you have your own bunker. 575 bunkers arranged along 100 miles of private roads, providing access to each of the bunkers strategically aligned in countless rows and sections for as far as the eye can see. Layout provides security, protection, and privacy. Extensively graded for drainage across gentle sloping grasslands of South Dakota. Nearly 2,200 square feet of underground floor area for most of these bunkers. And each one looks like it has the same setup, but there's just like very like, this is a storage facility kind of looking outside, you know, concrete slab going into the side of a hill. And it's designed to withstand virtually everything. Buried and protected under thick berms of soil. I've never heard of a berm before. Reportedly designed and built by the Army to withstand a significant blast wave while being strategically separated from the next bunker by about 400 feet in all directions. And the elliptical shape mitigates a surface blast wave, as well as radioactive fallout due to the thickness of the overburden of soil and concrete. And then it shows the different plans you can buy. Well, they all have pretty decent space, actually. It's pretty, pretty well thought out for the space. For what it is, C can hold six. They all hold about 6 to 10 people, it looks like, in different settings and layouts, depending on your family and who you have. And these, unlike the other ones, which start at, you know, $1,500,000, priced at just $55,000 per bunker. That's not bad, actually, compared to everything else we've looked at. One-time upfront payment of $55,000 plus an ongoing annual rent. There we go. Of $1,091 per bunker. Bunkers are provided in their as-is condition without interior improvements, equipment, or furnishings. So those are all going to be extra, so that's where they get you there. Still, I don't see it adding up to $3 million. Glamping. How to glamp your bunker. Affordable, completely outfit your bunker for under $10,000. Everything you'll need to survive in comfort. We've done the design, planning, and shopping for you. Well, that's nice of them. And you can apply for membership. So this one has that monthly fee, the one-time fee of $55,000 and the monthly fee. And then it moves to Europe, which I haven't even looked at these yet. This will be fun. The Vivos Europa 1 in Germany, often referred to as the modern-day Noah's Ark. Vivos Europa 1 in Germany is another luxury fallout shelter that takes the concept to new heights. Carved into a former Soviet military mountain fortress, we are all about the Cold War. The shelter is designed to withstand virtually any disaster, from nuclear fallout to asteroid impacts. They say what sets Vivos Europa 1 apart is its attention to personalized comfort and style. Each family has their own private living quarters, which can be custom designed to their taste. The scale and opulence of Vivos Europa make it one of the strangest and most ambitious fallout shelters in existence. Now, when I remember talking to these people early on, they were talking about having a bank, a shopping mall, an entire city under the ground, just like the one we read about in Beijing. I don't know how far that's progressed, but they wanted to have an entire city underground. Vivos Europa 1 claims it's the world's largest private shelter. Oh, it is an underground complex, including over 23,000 square meters of secured, blast-proof living areas, and an additional 4,079 square meters of above-ground office, apartments, and warehouse buildings, and its own train depot. Collectively, there are 5 kilometers of continuous tunnels and chambers. Wow. Currently in full operational condition, ready for improvements to the common area and the 34 private living quarters. When completed, it will allow these select families to autonomously survive virtually any catastrophe or disaster for several years without needing to return to the surface. And it's funny, there's like a showing of what the tunnels look like. And it's kind of just looks like what you would expect, like a swimming pool area to look underground. Very interesting. The typical living quarters are very long and spread out, unlike some of the other ones. And private apartments, shell condition with utilities, start at $2 million. Here we go. These are much more glamorous. Semi-private suites are $35,000, shared with 4 people. And there's no real pictures yet, but that is where that weird, crazy-looking swimming pool was. So this one really has the full city-like setup here ready to go. And it is funny to me that the one in the U.S. is nowhere near as glamorous as this European variant. That seems to be a theme here. All right, lastly, let's talk about Canada. The ARC 2 shelter in Canada. Perhaps the corgiest entry on this list is the ARC 2 shelter in Canada, built by Bruce Beach, located in Hornings Mills, Ontario. This shelter is constructed from 42 school buses buried under 14 feet of concrete and earth. What? Bruce Beach, a retired radiological scientist, has spent decades building and maintaining this massive underground complex. The ARC 2 shelter is designed to house up to 500 people and includes amenities such as a dental office, chapel, and even a small radio station. While it might not have the luxury of the other shelters on this list, its sheer uniqueness and the passion behind its construction make a fascinating and strange example of a real-life fallout shelter. Okay, I want to see more. So it kind of does look like it's been pieced together with old school buses. Like it has that arched roof and that shape of the school bus, but hollowed out with the side where the windows would be kind of boarded up. The outside is made to look very grassy and green. Looks like the overhead of it shows them building the shelter with the school buses kind of buried in the ground. This is, you don't look at it and go, this was built out of school buses. But a few photos, you can tell that. Others, it's harder to see. And yeah, the entrance looks like it just goes into this big old pile of grass now with this wooden sign out front that says ARC 2. The guy, I think, is making, obviously, a connection there to Noah. They're calling him the next or the new modern Noah. And he's this very happy-looking old man with a giant white beard sitting outside of his place very pleased. So that is probably the most interesting one that I've seen here. That, like, what a way to end this. Nuclear fallout shelter underground built out of old school buses. And it doesn't exactly look like it. It's very interesting. You have to Google ARC 2 shelter to see photos of this, you guys. Anyway, that's all I have for you today. I kind of got really, like, sidetracked there with that last one. I didn't expect that at all. Thank you guys so much for joining me today to talk about real-life fallout shelters that actually exist around the world. There are many, many out there. They are everywhere. And apparently the ones in Europe are super luxurious. So I learned that today. Thank you guys again. And until next time, be sure to stay weird.